Howdy, folks. Say, you know, now you can get insurance for dogs. It'd be kind of funny, though, when Fido died to discover that the bowl of goldfish had been named beneficiary. This is Pat Buxton for delicious double mint chewing gum and just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. And I'll tell you what's great entertainment, nursery rhymes. When I was little, I just never could get enough nursery rhymes. I was real smart in those days. You notice I said in those days. And I could understand nursery rhymes, well, not just the words, but the, you know, the deep underlying significance of them. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. Well, here was a case of a fellow named Peter who just loved pumpkins. And every day, rain or shine, there was old Peter out there in the pumpkin patch picking pumpkins. And so finally, his poor wife, named Priscilla, she went down to the courthouse and she said, "Judge, Your Honor, and gentlemen of the jury, you can see that I'm nothing but skin and bones here due to malnutrition. Because my husband, Peter, is a pumpkin-picking punk," what she said. Well, you know how it turned out. The judge turned one of the pumpkins into a coach, and Priscilla rode off to the ball under the name of Cinderella there. And as the pumpkin convertible rolled slowly down the street, let's tune in and hear what the Hallorann Quartets are singing.
Get along,
get along,
get along, Cindy, get along.
I wish I was an apple a-hanging on a tree, and every time my Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now.
Get along home,
Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now.
She took me to the parlor, she cooled me with her fan. She swore that I was the prettiest thing in the shape of mortal man.
Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm going to leave him now.
Get along home,
Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm going to leave him now.
Oh, Cindy, in the summertime, Cindy in the fall. If I can't have my Cindy girl,
you'll have no gal at all.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm going to leave you now.
Get along home,
Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm going to leave you now.
Well, that was Cindy, and I'm Pat Buttram. And, I'm holding in my hand here a package of delicious double mint gum. And in this package, you know, there's five mighty tasty sticks of double mint, which I intend to chew. And on the package there, there's three words, healthful, refreshing, delicious. Well, that's what you want in a chewing gum, isn't it? A chewing gum that's good for you, that's healthful, and a chewing gum that refreshes, and a chewing gum that's full of flavor. That's delicious. And when you get five sticks of chewing gum with these qualities, and only a nickel for the package, too, well, that's double mint. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. You buy some today, huh? Well, here are some fellows that they don't act like they're too healthy, and I know they aren't delicious, but at least maybe they'll be refreshing. The Buttram Symphony, playing Melody in F. Speaking of nursery rhymes, in case you remember, that's what I was doing a while back there. Some folks, you know, get confused about these noble characters of juvenile fiction. Now, take Peter the Pumpkin Eater. He was no kin at all to Peter Piper, who picked a peck of pickled peppers. There's no kin whatsoever. Peter came over on the Mayflower, but Peter Piper, he missed the boat because he was off somewhere picking a peck of pickled peppers, so he had to wait and come over later, I guess. And a lot of people now, they'll tell you that Jack Sprat, who couldn't eat fattening foods, and Jack the Giant Killer was one and the same. This is definitely not so, no. Jack the Giant Killer, that was Jack Sprat's son. You see how it was, Jack Sprat could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean, so between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. Remember that? Well, naturally, eating all that food made the Sprats very strong, and so their boy was real strong, too, and That's how you happen to be a giant killer. I tell you, it's little nuggets of information like that that make life really worth living around here. And I can tell you something else, too. Jack Sprat, who, you remember, he couldn't eat fattening foods, he was a double mint chewing gum fan, though. Had a package or two on him all the time, they say. Well, he knew double mint wouldn't do his waistline a bit of harm. And Jack and his wife chewed double mint after every meal, too, because it aids digestion, helps keep teeth clean there. So if there's a message there for you, take it. Chew light, wholesome double mint, will you? And chew it after every meal for better digestion and clean teeth and all that. And now the Buttram bonus. Well, being Thursday, today's Buttram bonus is a poem here, and it's called Following Father Home. We hope you like it. Years ago, when I was just a little lad, and after school hours, I used to work around the farm with Dad. I used to be so wearied out when evening tide was come that I got kind of anxious-like about the journey home. But Dad, he used to lead the way, and once in a while turn round and say, so cheering like, so tender, come. Come on, my son, you're nearly home. That always used to help me some, and so I followed Father home. I'm old and gray and feeble now, and trembly at the knee. But life seems just the same today as then, it seems to me. For while I'm still so wearied out when evening tide is come, and still get kind of anxious-like about the journey home, but still my father leads the way. And once in a while I hear him say, so cheering-like, so tender, come. Come on, my son, you're nearly home. And same as then, that helps me some. And so I'm following Father home. Well, that was Following Father Home, our Buttram bonus poem for today. And now, hey, here's Paula Richards singing I'm Confessing.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. Need you every moment, in your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me, dreaming dreams of you in vain? I'm confessing that I love you over again. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
And with those golden notes ringing in our ears, we'll put the cover back on the microphone till tomorrow, the same time. That'll give you all a chance to pick up a package or two of delicious double mint chewing gum at the store. And believe me, that's mighty good to have on hand all the time, that double mint chewing gum is. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I've decided there's one thing I don't like about living in a small town. If your cat gets too high in a tree, well, you got to get it down yourself. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.